right? Let's just go from Simchas. Right? You saw Ben Langus. We said it. Right? Let's just go from Simchas. I want to read the Gemara with you. De'ika Simchas. Now, this is a machloket, as you all know. Shoshanagah Tapara. It's a machloket Chachamim and Simchas. We don't know whether the par killed the Ubar or not. Now, here's what's interesting in the thing. Now, we're not going to get too into this over here. Right? But the basic yisod over here is that this is a suffix, right? What Tosfot calls a drara de mamona. Yeah? Right? Now, this is what's called mamon hamutal basafek. And the Chachamim and Sumchus have a machlokit in Baba Kama. What do you do in such a case? The Chachamim say, Be'etzem, and what's Rechavir al Avaraya? Now, what does that mean? It means that we still have a Mara Kama. Even though it's a suffik, Be'etzem. Yeah? What's the shayla? The shayla is, does the mazik have to pay for the uba? Yeah? So now, the mazik is the morakama on his money. Yeah? The mazik is the morakama on his money. So we say it's a suffik. But it's a suffik. Yeah? Right? It's a suffik. But the Chachamim say, he kufar zein ne'eman, motzi mechavera l'avaraya. You can't know. So you stick with the general rules, and you say, motzi mechavera l'avaraya. Alin, yeah? We together? So ask him. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah? He's not happy with me. Yeah, okay, fine. Says Sumchus. No, Ma'ona Motu B'Safik Cholkin. He says Cholkin. What's up, Shai and Sumchus? Why? Why didn't he say Motu B'Safik Cholkin? Sumchus is Chiddush. There is a moral comment over here. It's a Safik. Why didn't he say Motu B'Safik Cholkin? Yeah? What's up, Shad? No? Alin, what do you mean? Mapshad? Mapshad with Sumchus?
Because it's not coming from the claim. If it's coming from the claim, then.
Yeah?
If it's coming from the claim, then what right do you have to claim from me? It's my money. But if the situation creates a suffix, then the whole.
So it's a suffix?
Yeah, but the whole.
So we don't take my money? You don't know.
Yeah, but that.
No, is there ulai?
Yeah, there's also just as much of a suffix on your money. The whole point of
you're right.
Challenging you, what right do you have to challenge me?
Yeah, I've got. So very good. So you're right. There's a suffix. We don't know. We don't know. But I'm the muhzak. Ani hamuhzak b'mamon. We know until now the money's mine. You have a suffix and a chanami. Yeah. You don't have a raya, you have no right to take my cheskes mamon away.
Like the type is paskening a resolve.
Saying. Look, go to Taf Samach Zayin. Sadiq Zayin. Sadiq Zayin, Ahmed Beit. Yeah, no. Now, Lema Tahaveti Uvda de Rav Nachman. Yeah, Tosfos. Yeah? Now, look at halfway through it says Yesh Loma. Yeah? Yesh Loma? Now, look. Look what Tosfos says over here. Yesh Loma, the Sumchus, did lay Mamma Namut of a Savet Holkin, have a Kielu Tarvaihu Muchzakim Bo. Right? Tosfos learns that this is the Sheet of Sumchus. He says this a few places in the Shas. Yeah? Tosfos learns that the chiddush of Sumchus is because it's a, what Tosfos calls a drara de mamona. That's a suffik ba'etzem. That destroys, and this is the chiddush of Sumchus, that destroys the muchzakus of the marakama, and now they're both muchzakim. Right? They're both called muchzakim in the mamon. So I'm not taking your muchzakus. The suffik creates that we're both muchzakim in the mamon.
Why
we're learned Baba Kama. But that's the chiddush, that's the hagdara of the chiddush of Sumchus. Yeah? Okay? Right. So whenever I have Mamon Amut of a Safik, Cholkin, Tosfos learns that that's the Pshat in Sumchus. Yeah? Yeah, that's how Tosfos learns. So now, I just wanted to put this out for you guys, because you should know the Musogim over here. You have to remember, Be'etzem Sumchus is a Chiddush. Yeah? Sumchus is a Chiddush. You need to have a Hezbollah in that. What's Pshat in Sumchus? Yeah? Why don't you say Hamotz Mechavei Alav Orai? So the basic yisoid over here is what Tosis is telling us over here. And we'll have to see, if we learn Bava Kama, we'll have to see, there's chilukim in the Roshonim in how to understand this, what's the fine points and understanding of this. But Sumchus's chiddush is, in this type of suffix, the muchzakas is eroded. That's the point. This creates a grayer in the cheskas morakam. Right? It's not. Lugitzur, the cheskas mamun was in its shnakite. So of course, some agrees that there's a musig of a moitzim of a word of a rai. But the whole point is that this case creates that there's a grayer in the cheskas mamun. Now, what is the reason for that? So in Tosfos, we'll say very clear because it's a suffix al pitanus and it's a suffix be'etzim. Yeah. So now that the Sumchus says that now that makes you both muchzakim. So it's true that you used to own it, but there's something that clearly happened that could have totally taken it away from you, right? And we know that there's a big sad over here. There's a big sad over here that you've lost your cheskes mamon. We know that, right? Yeah. So I, you might not have. Yeah, suffik hazeneima. Right? Yeah. Now I'm saying that very bofin kal because it's not a sugi right now. I just wanted to open the mind. If
yeah, okay. What's the difference between
that and
our Mishnah? They're both muchzakim. So
it's in our Mishnah also. This is Rodomoyna. It's a suffix called Pitan Hasayim. That's what Tosfos says over here. We learn. Yeah, this is our Mishnah is a suffix all their tainas, not suffix. But
it's a suffix. Point of Tosfos is a suffix without them tainas.
Ah.
Point of Tosfos is a suffix without them having any tainas.
Which time works?
No,
but that's exactly the point.
I was saying
that's the point. Yeah, exactly. Right, which then leads on to this point. And Tosfos, if you remember, on Daf, and that's it, all of that is it sets the scene for how you read this Gemara according to Tosfos. Because if you remember, this is what Alin, this is what you just brought up. Is that Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph sets the scene over here for us already and says that here it's a suffix al pitana sehem, and that's why we need that. That's what it creates anan sahadi, and that's why we need that. It needs to be chachluka yachol yosemes, and we have vaday ramai and all these sorts of things. And then Tosfos says at the bottom, at the end of Beis Amud Aleph, ulasumchus. So this then basically says at the end of that Tosfos, and what about Sumchus? Sumchus doesn't have all of these Tanaim, yeah? That doesn't have to be Chaluk Yochol Yosemes, some of that stuff. Answers Tosfos, you know why? No Shaychus. Sumchus has no Shaychus to our Mishnah, right? That's a Sophic Alpitana saying. Yeah? Okay? Now, which then begs the question. According to Tosfos, what's the Gemara asking over here? Yeah, Leimah Masnisan do like the Sumchus. Yeah, now Ramadan wants to say like Cholkin Shkayach. Of course, our Mishnah is not like Sumchus. Sumchus is no Shkayach to our Mishnah. Sumchus is a totally different kettle of fish, right? As they say. Yeah, Nachon. Yeah, Nachon or Nachon. Yeah. So it's Taka Shmerkai in Tosfos, and you have to make this Gemara a little bit. The Pashup Shat in how to learn this according to Tosfos. Is the Higufa. This is exactly what the Gemara is coming to be machadish to you over here. Okay? In other words, Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph is based on the Maskana of this Gemara. Yeah? Because the Gemara says, you have to say, and this is what you have to, this is Kipshutai. Maybe there's something that we can work on and make this a bit of a more Lomdish. But on a Poshta level, you have to say that the Havamin of the Gemara is very Balabatish. And just because it's Chalukah, yeah? You say, Nemos is the Vekas of us. Higuz the Gemara was the Savach Vela my Rabbanon. Hama Mutzvichava Lava Raya. Who is it? Like Rabbanon, they say I'm Mutzvichava. Hi, my. Iba said Rabbanon Hassan Dulai Tafsi Taravayu. Mutzvichava Lava Raya. Hagat Tafsi Taravayu. Pliki Labashua. Ella, Yam Rasumus. Hashem Hassan Dulai Tafsi Taravayu. Hoki Beloshua. Hagat Taravayu Tafsi. Loka Oshakain. Yeah? That's the Shayla of the Gemara. Yeah? Says the Gemara Filatame Sumi. Hells was the Shemashem of Albari Vabari Law. That's one Chil, the Gemara says. I, Rabbah, and Adam, Sumas, and Philip, Barry, Michael, and Mema. Yeah? Now, and here is where the Gemara says, the Philip Tame of Sumas, Kikama Sumas, Hegadika Drava de Mamayla, Avaka de Laker Drava de Mamayla, right? And that's where Tosfos is coming in. That's the Maskana of the Gemara according to Tosfos. That's MS. Yeah? According to Tosfos, that is an MS statement. And we stick with that. despite what the Gemara is now going to do over here. But that is an emes, a statement in Tosfos. And Kipshutoi, at least on a Pashto level, that's where Tosfos is coming on Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah? The maskana of this Gemara is that no. The Gemara says, Lema season doris kusumchus, because it has a havamina that if sumchus holds, Mamun mutu sevachoch beloshua, so kosher came when tarvayu tafsi, you should say holkin beloshua. Maskana of Gemara is that no shaykhus. Sumchus talking about a case of drara de mamoina. Yeah? And therefore, yeah? Pligi beloy shvua, and there's an omek to that in Tosfos. It's not pligi beloy shvua, just it's the same pligi. We just don't do it with a shvua. No. Different psak. Mamun was sol cholkin beloy shvua. It's a different. It's a totally different lomdus over there. It's a drorah of a minor. It's a suffik ve'etzim. Of course, you split with our shvua. Here, where it's a suffik al pitam v'seyev, pligi b'shvua. Why? Because they're shnei muzakim, right? And anan zahadi elowa. But we make a shavuot. Yeah? Okay? All right? That's the yeah? Are we together? Barul? Tagid lo, anachno osim chabura beofen yotel kal ayo. Is the shag of a Torah clear? Yeah? Is the whole problem over here clear? According to Tosfos. In other words, according to Tosfos, the way he learns the suffix, the chalukah of our Mishnah, right? This has no shaykhas to sumchus. Our Mishnah has zero shaykhas to sumchus. So what's the shaka batara of the Gemara? Yeah.
Because one of them is a subject better.
But yeah, because right. Drodo, because sumchus is specific. It's a different. That's what Tosfos says over here. It's a totally different right. Lomdus because it's subject better. Elowa. Yeah, you have to say that Tosfos learns that yes, Tosfos and Dabbez is coming off the maskana of the Gemara, and the Gemara here has a kalva chomer. Yeah, there's a bit of a palabatish havamina in the Gemara. Right, with the Gemara's Ezra being machadish to you over here, right? So why no, sumchus is a different lomdus.
We don't know. Why does
Tosfos? Why does Bechavod? What? Yeah, you're going to say something?
I was just saying. So we don't know in the havamina that sort of. We're not really in the case properly in sumchus.
No, we I don't know. We weren't being magdish that. Yeah, we thought we had a kal v'chomer because here. Our thing has a here that they're tarvayu tafsi.
The case is very superficial.
That's what I mean. That's why it's a bit shvur. Yeah. Maybe there's an oimek over here. So far, lo matzati, right? But you have to say something along those lines. Maybe there's a bit more of an oimek for what the habamin of the Gemara was. But that seems to be the basic you saw in the Gemara, yeah? Yeah?
Why does Tosfos ask his question on Hahu Arava over here if he had already been machalek on Beis Amud Aleph?
Can you say that again, please?
Why would Tosfos ask his question on the Hu Arva over here, it's at the Kosher King in the Gemara, if he'd already been Mechalek on Beis Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
Or is the Kosher King now we didn't have the Kosher King over here, but now we have a Kosher King.
That's what I meant to when we were sitting down. It's a bit of a funny question what Tosfos asked. Yeah? This bottom Tosfos, we'll get to it. It's a bit like. It's a bit like, obviously, yeah. Like, do you know?
He's already.
He's already done a lot. He's already done a lot of the groundwork for this already. That's exactly what I was. What I meant to. Yeah.
Who is it for people who went
to there
and stuff
like that?
Huh?
Who is it
for people who
went? Okay, Mercedes. Yeah. Like who? People that make silly fish points. I'm joking. Okay, now let's go. Okay, Alan, Anachlo biyachad. Okay. Anachlo b'simche. All right. Okay. Good. All right. Let's go. Okay. Okay. Oh, now. Let's discuss this Shagun Batari in the Gemara according to Rashi. Yeah? Now, Rashi, what sheet is Rashi in the Chalukah of our Mishnah? No, last sheet of the Zman. It was a good sheet as well. Yeah? I was pleased with that sheet. Yeah, you know? We learned, that based on Ani Araktia, And the Rashi over here, by the way, that Rashi learns that the Chalukah of our Mishnah is actually exactly to do with Sumchus. Rashi on Dav Chet says, and Dav Vav, come up places, Rashi on Dav Chet says that the Chalukah of our Mishnah is based on Mamun Hamotu Vosavin Chalkin. Yeah? Right? Right? Yeah? Yeah? So Rashi says that this is the same, that our Gemara comes from the same Bixa as Sumchus. Yeah? So now, according to Rashi, the Shaila of the Gemara is Gevaldik. We're coming from the same Mokum, the Chalukah of our Mishnah, Adarabba. Yeah, according to Rashi, this is a big smach and a raya to Shitas Rashi. The Gemara's kasha is a geshmaka kasha. Yeah, Leima Masitzin Doraika Sumchus. Sumchus says over there, Chalkin Beloi Shvua. Yeah, and this is we are coming from Sumchus. It's not Balabatish Havamina. It's a Festa Havamina.
100%. Yeah? Rashi doesn't hold of Sovei
Be'etzin.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Does Rashi not hold of Sovei Be'etzin?
What do you mean?
Does he not hold that?
No, of course he does.
So, like,
of
that course. Is the material.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. In other words, what the
Why
point is,
I
explain to you. Explain to you, because Tosu said, Rashi learns that once we have a suffix, even if it's built Alpitinus, yeah, right? Lemaisa, Rashi says this in Davav. Yeah, look, Rashi says, Reinu Shochet Lefanecha. This is Mugda Shal Shochet Lefanecha. Once Lemaisa, we're in a situation where we don't know what to do, right? That's called you have a suffix moment. That's called moment of the suffix. It's not because it's a suffix that's unknowable. Once the Beis Din is in a matzav where it's not clear what to do, right? Well, yeah, moment of the suffix.
That's why Rashi can't explain it as Jordan Mona Soy Betzin, because he doesn't hold that as Machali.
Let's Yacholiot. I the machshava is definitely good. Yeah, the question is that if we had a bit more time, we have to cheshbon what Rashi does in Bava Basra, because Rashi's sheet in Drogon Moir and Bava Basra gets very complicated.
By Arba,
yeah.
What did you say? Yeah.
Well, this is the problem. I'm not going to go into this now because it becomes too much, and it's especially for Ben Azmanim forced. Shurim over here, right? Yeah, well, too much for me at least. Yeah, right. What can I do?
This isn't so hard.
Yeah, no, this is nice. That's why I'm doing it like this. I can't do more than this right now. I don't feel good as well. But the Rishonim ask on Rashi. We'll see what Rashi learns. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. I wanted to bring this up later. Rashi learns Dror of the Mamina not like Tosfos. Rashi learns that Dror of the Mamina means Chesron Mamun. The problem is that the Gemara Bava Basra. Right, the Rashba asks this, the Ritva asks this, a lot of the Rishonim asks this on Rashi. The Gemara Bava Basra says, Halu Arbe. He says, Kol Da Linva. The Gemara then asks, what about Machlif Parabachamor? Yeah? Which is Shoshana Spar, same case. Yeah? Right? Says the Gemara. Yeah, why don't you say Cholkin? Why don't we do by Arbe Cholkin like we do by Machlif Parabachamor? Says the Gemara, no, Hasamika Drawer de Mamoina. There's a Drawer de Mamoina. An Arbe isn't a Drawer de Mamoina. In fact, they were showing him, according to Rashi, that Yulan Dorad Ramayna means Chesra and Momen. Arba is also Chesra and Momen. Right? Yeah, Arba is also Dorad Ramayna. What's the Gemara saying? Yeah? So the Rashba says, Rashi also agrees to Tosfos Pshat, the Dorad Ramayna is Safi Be'etzin. And then he only means it over here, right? Because he has a Cheshbon over here. Right?
Well, so, Dorad Ramayna has two different translations.
Yeah. And there are those that want to say, not like that in Rashi, but I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm. But the mashav is good, yeah, right.
So,
but it becomes a whole headache, right? But suffice to say, Rashi learns. But let's go. This is what I want. Why I want us to focus on Amit's case right now is what Shitas Rashi. Yeah? Shitas Rashi in terms of the chalukah of our Mishnah. Musa, yeah. Rashi learns that the chalukah of our Mishnah is not because there's an anan tzahadi and it's because they're oichzin. The psak of chalukah in our Mishnah is not only because they're oichzin, yeah, like Tosfos, which means that they create some muchzakas. No, it's because mamon amutu b'safek halkin, right? Mamon amutu b'safek halkin. Even if they weren't oichzin, but etzem the psak would be halkin, yeah. We explained in Shitas Rashi. Aye, what about Arba? Why by Arba do you say Kol Da Linva? So we said he learns like the Riva in Bava Basra, if you remember, that over there, Riva says that because by Arba there's a Vadei Ramai, so then you do Kol Da Linva. Here by Shavuos, there's no Vadei Ramai, it could be they picked it up together. Yeah, okay? So in other words, Rashi's Shita, in terms of the Chalukah of our mission, is you always, in a suffix moment when we don't know what to do, you always say Chalukah, Ela im Kain, it's Vaday Ramai, right? And then you say Kol Daling Va, yeah? And then we said, what about the case of Mana Shlishi? Yeah? And what about the case of Shtar? So there's Yehi Munach. Right, so there we said that Rashi has a different cheshbon over there, and this is where there was a chiluk between Rashi and the Riva, right? If you remember, yeah. And what Rashi says by and the Araktia, right? Here it's a Vaday Ramai, yeah. Here it's a Vaday Ramai, but here they're oichzim. Here they're oichzim. Yeah? So because they're oichzim, right? Because they're oichzim, now we say Yehi Munach. We take the money out of play. Why? We don't want to say cholkin. Because this was Shitas Rashi. Okay. Should we speak this whole Cheshbon out again? Right, yeah? Just to remind the item? Right? This is a good Cheshbon, obviously. Yeah? Yeah, the Riva, if you remember, over there, Baba Basra, says that we say Cholkin, Elim Kain is Avada Ramai. Frekt the Riva. What about Shnai Madukin Bashtar, that we say Yehi Munach? Yeah? And what about Rabbi Yossi, right? That we say Yehi Munach. The Riva basically says over there that because they're Oichzin, so Oichzin is shiny. Oichzin is different. Yeah? Oichzin is different. So what did we explain? We explained the Shittas of Riva to be the following. Why is Oichzin different? Because the Riva says, why do we say Mamun Amut B'Samei Cholkin? Because Mamun Amut B'Samei Cholkin, the Riva means, when we don't know what to do with the money, the based in Paskins to be Cholik. To Lachlok. Yeah? That's a Psak. Yeah? So now, says the Riva, when we have Avada Ramai, we don't want to do Mamun Amut B'Safek Cholkin, even though that is what we should be doing. Because if we're saying Mamun Amut B'Safek Cholkin, so then we're giving a Ramai Kesef. We're paskining now. You get half. We're giving a Ramai Kesef. We know there's Avada Ramai. We don't want to do that. So then we say Kol Da'alim Gva. Yeah? We say Kol Da'alim Gva. That's what we do in Arabic. Yeah? Okay? What about if they're Oichzin already? So the Shittas of Riva was, once they're oichzin already, yeah, so then we'll go with the psak of Chalukah, because they're already muchzakin in it. We're not giving him money, right? We're just not taking it away from him. So we'll stick with the ikab psak of Mamun Amut B'Safek Cholkin. Yeah? Okay? Now, and this was where Rashi departed from the Riva. This Nakuda, Rashi departed from the Riva.
Because what was the last part about the Riva? The Riva says that what?
That the reason why We when we have a Vaday Ramai,
yeah,
for example, in Hohu Arbe, that we don't say Mamun Amut B'Safek Cholkin. Because when there's a Vaday Ramai, we don't want to Paskin Chalukah because we're giving him money. We're giving, the basin is giving a Ramai money.
Do we say
Kol Dangva? I want about when they're Oichzin already. So when they're Oichzin already, they're Muchzuk in the money. Right?
As we're not giving it, we're leaving it.
What?
Why is the psak by
Ha'arba? The Kol Dam has a better psak than Shudda Daini. Because hopefully one of them will bring a raya. But in Lomdus, it's the same thing as Shudda Daini. It's basically try your best to figure it out. Right? That? Yeah? In the case of Shtar, you say Shudda Daini. Right? That's what the Gemara says earlier. Yeah? But again, Shudda Daini is a mechanism. Try and figure something out. Use your sechel to try and figure out what you think is the emet. Here, by Kol Dam, if anything, it's better because we're saying the emet will be in the gale, like the Rosh says. Because, you know, one of them will bring a photo with his dad, right? Yeah?
What if it's literally just about strength?
What?
What if it literally is about strength?
So again, that's also a svara. That's a svara that the person that he knows is the MS. In the case of Shtar, you don't even have that, because it could be they both be MS don't know. Because you don't know what the Zmanim were on the Shtar. Here, one of them knows, with Avada Rami, one of them knows that he's lying. So Adarabha, put them in a cage match. Right, and the one that the emes is with him, he'll fight stronger. Right, it's a better psak. Yeah, okay. Yeah, shudda the dainim means the dainim should use their sechel and do their best, basically. Right. What's that? Yeah. Right. Let's not get sidetracked. Yeah. The mashrachim. Right. Okay. So now. But let's. So that was the shita of the Riva.
Right. How does he understand Rav
Yossi? One second. Yeah, that was the sheet of the river. That once they're holding it, so then we'll go with the psak. Yeah, we'll go with the psak of Yachloka. What about Rav Yossi that we said Kol Dama? He deals with that. Right now, says it's tafsinan and mafkinan. It's basically the basic cheshbon in the Gemara Babas. Yeah, Rashi, not like the Rivan, this last nakuda. Because what does Rashi say? What about the case of aniyaraktiya? Right? Rashi says you say yahimunach. Rashi says you say yahimunach. Now the Riva, in that case, the Fiyah Cheshman would say, what's the case of aniyaraktiya? Shnayim oichzim batali. Vezomer aniyaraktiya, vezomer aniyaraktiya. There's a vaday ramai, but they're oichzim. So there's a vaday ramai, but they're oichzim. What would the Riva say? No, Yachloiku, because they're oichzin, they're muchzokim in it already. So we don't mind to take a psak of Yachloiku because they're muchzok. We're not giving it away. We're not just taking it. We're just not taking it away. Rashi says on the Amad Aleph that in the case of aniyaraktiya, you say yehemunach. Right. So here the Rashi departs from the Riva. Yeah. And we want to say, well, what's the pshat in that? What's the lomdus in that? So we want to say, here's where Rashi's shita comes to the forefront. And this is where we use the Trumas Hadeshim. Rashi learns that Be'etzem, in Shnayim Ochzin, even though they have some sort of Muchzakus, yeah, they have a level of Muchzakus, but it's a weak Muchzakus. Yeah. That's what the Trumas Hadeshim learns. And he learns this Lahalacha. It's a very interesting case. We spoke about this, right? I'm not going to go into all the details now. The case of all the money and the wallet and everything else, right, yeah? But the Trumas Hadeshim learns that in Shnayim Ochzin, even though they do have a level of Muchzakus, yeah? But it's a weak Muchzakus, because, hooray, your Muchzak is based on that you're holding on it, so the talis is yours. But he's also holding it, and that tells me that the talis is his. So, okay, you're both Muchzak in the money, but are you both a Fester Muchzak? Are you a Geshmaka Morak, a Mamad? No, right? You have a very weak Muchzakus. So Rashi learns. So we wanted to tell you that Rashi learns that even a case of Shnayim Ochzin, if we were to paskin, Mamon Amutu Basavik Cholkin, we are giving money because now we're paskining. Half goes to you, half goes to you. But Surah Vadaid, we're still giving, we're solidifying money into Avadei Ramai. So we still don't want to do Mamon Amutu Basavik Cholkin. So what do? You say Yehi Munach. Yeah? You say Yehi Munach. Because once they're holding, we can't do kol daling gvar like the Rosh says. Yeah? Okay? Right? That was the whole... That's a lot of information, but that was a 45-minute shir in about 6 minutes, right? Yeah? That was what we discussed in the Shitas Rashi in the last shir of last month. Yeah? Did it ring up any bells, Rabbi Sai? Yeah? Shtickle? Yeah? It's important you saw this. Yeah? In Rashi. Yeah? You got it? Yeah? No? So now... Bahamias, why is that relevant for us now? What? Because now, come to our sugya, when the Gemara says, yeah? Because the chaluk of our Mishnah is the same, ultimately, it's the same din of sumchus. Yes, they're oichzin, and the oichzin creates that there's some level of muchzakus, but it's a weak muchzakus. That's not why we're doing chaluk over here. We're doing chaluk because of the din of sumchus. So the Gemara asks over here, well, why are you making a shvur in our Mishnah? Yeah? You shouldn't make a shavuot in our Mishnah. Someone says you don't make a shavuot. Yeah? Alright, yeah? Okay? Good? Yeah? Rabotai? Yeah?
See.
Yeah, what are you telling me?
I didn't understand the last bit.
Well,
how's it fit?
What, this is what I just said now?
Yeah.
The Gemara is now saying, same as Jesus, Rashi learns, ultimately, the chaluk of our Mishnah is based on the psak of Sumchus. We bask it like Sumchus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mimela, the Gemara is the Gemara's kasha here. It's not about a basis of kasha like Tosis. It's a festa kasha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You got it. Right. So they must listen to the Rikasumhas. Below Shua. The Elamai Rabbanon. I'm Remotiv Chavera Lavaraya. Hi, Mai. Now look, this is also very very important. You're going to see everything I just told you now in Rashi, all the lamdas. That there's a muchzakas, but it's a weak muchzakas, v'chulei v'chulei. It's all in two Rashi's over here. Look what this Gemara says. Alein. Look at the Gemara now. It says, now, hi, Mai. Ibais eime rabbanon, hasam de lo tavsi tarvayu, amri rabbanon hamoitzim mehaver elav aray. Hacha de tarvayu tavsi, piriki lava shvur. Now, over there, they're not holding on to it. So the Rabbanan say, Hamoizim Rabbanan Lavarai. Hara the Rabbanan Tafsi, Pliki Labba Shavua. Yeah? Here, that they are holding it, So then they say pligi b'shua. Ela I amra sumhus hashne mahasim de lo tafsi tarvayu cholkin b'loishva hacha de tarvayu tafsi lo kol shekain. Yeah. Now, look what Rashi says. Haki karsinan I amra spishlam rabbanon hasim de lo tafsi tarvayu hacha tarvayu tafsi pligi b'shua. Any amr sum was mahasam de lotas de ram sum was piki lo beloshua and the ratasi lo koshike tarvaru tafsi says Rashi if it ain't kan moitsi mechaveru. What does Rashi mean by that? Ain't kan moitsi mechaveru. So the mistake in Rashi is to read that Rashi means over there they're not muchzuk at all. They're not muchzuk. Yeah? Ain't kan moitsi mechaveru. Yeah? That's not what Rashi means. What's the hechruch? The next Rashi, look what he says. Yeah, but shvur pligila, the kima de mechusik avayin, but ma'ash aver tafis, the high tafis bekula, the high tafis bekula, like kima rabbanon, la haitzi maman, mecheskosoi, mecheskosoi. That means that he has a ches. That means that he has a cheskes maman. Yeah, he has a cheskes maman. Bechdi, kedamin has rabbanon by raya, so Yehoshua. Aye, so ma pesher adavar. Rashi just said, "Ein kan motzi mechaveru," but it says, "Ein motzi mamal mecheskosoi." Stira mireish leseifer. What's given by Rashi? He had a whiskey between writing the two Rashi's. He got fuzzy, right? Is that loma shekara, right? Yeah, yeah. First of all, for anything, Rashi had wine because he was French and he had a vineyard, right? Yeah, that's what it is. That was his panos. Yeah, right. So that's not what happened. Yeah. So anyway, Rashi means, because you have a cheskes moment. They have a cheskes moment because they're tovus, but because it's shnai mochzim, it's a weak mechazakus. What's that? What does it mean? I'm tovus bakula, and he's remember what's the case of our Mishnah? They're tovus and they're kashte. Yeah, he's got a tefisa on the whole talis, and he's got a tefisa on the whole talis. So you both tovus on the whole talis. You are a mechzak in the moment, but it's a weak mechazakus because kol mashe yesh lecha yesh lo. Right, so when I award him part of the talis, and am I being motzi? Ani motzi mimcha? Lo, ki ze shelo. Hu gam yesh lo. Right, yeah. He's also got a cheskes mamon. So I'm sure I'm being motzi from a muchzik to someone that's not a muchzik. Hu gam tafos. Yeah, and he's got a cheskes mamon. That's a weak muchzakus. But mitzad sheni, says Rashi over here, lemaisa, I am taking your shlita away. I'm taking your cheskes mamon away. Zelorotin asot bechdi, so we make a shivur. Right? Yeah. So you see this. It's mamash. Everything that we've been building is mamash by Rashi in these Rashi's that they are called muchzakim, but it's a weak muchzakus. Yeah, it's a weak muchzakus. So we make a shivur. Yeah. Right. Zepshat by Rashi. Yafemo. Okay.
So you are taking away or not?
Yeah, you are taking away from him because he's muchzik in the whole talis. Yeah, right. But I'm not doing a motzi mechaveru because motzi mechaveru normally means I'm taking away from a fester muchzik to someone that's not a muchzik. I'm not doing that. I'm not. There's no motzi mechaveru of it because I also have a chazaka. Yeah, I also have a chazaka.
Clench.
Right?
The case of the shore was the
motzi. But I am taking away.
Huh?
But I am taking away.
You're right. But it's not moitzi mechaveru alav araya. It's not the same thing. That's what Rashi means over here. Ain't kan moitzi mechaveru, right?
I mean, because I'm not moitzi mechaveru.
Yeah, yeah. How does that work? You explain that one to me. Yeah? That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm saying. Pshat in Rashi, yeah? Pshat in Rashi is when he says ain't moitzi mechaveru, what he means by that is you're not doing the classic moitzi mechaveru alav araya. Yeah? You're not doing a moitzi mechaveru. I'm not taking from a fester cheskes moment. Moitzi mechaveru means, that means when he has a fester cheskes moment, right? And I don't, right? And neither I. I'm not doing that over here. Because it's true that he has a chazaka, but I also have a chazaka. So I'm not called a moitzi because I have a chazaka as well. But a maisa, when you give me half, I'm taking away his schuyot on it now, right? So I didn't want to do that, b'chdi, so I require a shvua, right? That's what's going on over here. Yeah? Okay? That's the Peshur Adavar in Rashi. So now, let's read Vaita in the Gemara. Let's read Vaita. What's the time?
7:51.
Wallah, is it your feet? Okay. So let's go weiter. I want to get at least Rabbi Yossi over here. Right? Okay. Let's read the Gemara weiter. Yeah? Have we got this? Yeah? Are we together? Now, let's look at let's switch. Let's learn the Gemara now according to Rashi, yeah? Because we're in Rashi right now. And then we'll go back and we'll learn it according to Tosfos. Yeah? Now, we'll see both Rashi and Tosfos have problems with each shlav of the Gemara. They have opposite problems. Yeah? Okay? According to Rashi, the kash of the Gemara now is great, yeah, and the maskon is a bit odd, yeah, right. And no. Forget, yeah. The kasha is very weird, yeah. It doesn't Betzim doesn't really even have a havana Betzim, and the answer to the Gemara is exactly what you again. Rashi had the it's so funny. The beginning of the Gemara is very longish, and then the Gemara now asks a totally balabatish, silly havamin over here, yeah. And then it comes up with the obvious terror. And according to us, it's the exact opposite. The Gemara, it starts off, right, balabatish, yeah? Then has a very fester kasha, and has a very weird terror, right? It's like, it's mamash mirror images. Russian Tosis, yeah, okay? So now, says the Gemara, Rabba Amar Rabba Chuna Amar Sumuhus, Afida Barba Magre, Afida Tema Sumuhus, Kiik Amar Sumuhus, Heicha Tika Drara De Mamoina, Aval Heicha Drara De Mamoina Loi. So now, says the Gemara, Right, says the Gemara, according to Rashi now. Rashi says, Dorah Demayna, not like Toysus. Dorah Demayna says, Chisaron Mamon. Shein Yifra Zeh Shilok Adin, Ave Chisaron Mamon. Bimitarel Shilok Adin, Nimsa Zeh Shechatsu Eva Parato. Right? So basically, Chisaron Mamon. Basically means not a Metziah. A Metziah is not called a Chisaron Mamon. Because it's called a Revach. You either got extra money, or you didn't get extra money. Chisaron Mamon means, if I'm doing the wrong psak over here, you're losing money. Yeah, yeah.
Surely once you picked it up, it's yours. Now it's part of your
huh? Yeah, but remember, if I picked it up, it's either Kula Lama or Kula Lama. Yeah, that's what.
Whoever it is, it's fully theirs.
Exactly. So that's exactly the point.
A Metzia,
so,
I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Huh?
What are you doing, Metzia?
He's saying,
it's Kasron Mamon. Oh, saying, no, yeah, but no. Oh, I didn't have, yeah, sorry. No, but it's a Metzia. It's a Metzia.
No, once you pick it up, it's yours.
No, right? but it's not. Like, well, but we haven't got a Psak here right now. We haven't got a Psak right now. No, that's the whole point. You've never actually.
No, but at the time he had it.
What do you mean?
When he picked it up, he had the Metzia fully.
But and we don't know that, because maybe he picked it up first. Maybe they picked it up together. We don't know.
But in the tzad that he picked it up, it's you are.
But maybe he didn't. But maybe he didn't.
True, but in the tzad he did.
He's never had. It's not in his rechush yet. It wasn't. It was never fully in his rechush yet, right? That's the point.
It was. We just don't know about it.
Okay, but that's called Metzia.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's.
That's called a question. You're right, but that's called questionable Metzia. It's a Metzia, and his bilus was never gepaskened.
You can say about anything that is now not true.
No.
Because it's not fully in his.
No. In the case of Shoshana Zabara, the Mazik's money is fully in his rishus. The Vlad was fully in his rishus. That's undisputed. Right. Now, if I may, I'm taking away his money. Here to Metzia, and it was never clear who fully owns it. So it's either Revach or not. Yeah, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask. But the Gemara is going to ask. But Mekach Hamem, no, not here.
What's with the Kenyan? It's not Chasomah. What's with the Kenyan? A recently bought purchase that also you would.
Yeah, paid for that.
Yes, but he acquired it, so now it's in.
No, but that's called Kesar Mammon. I paid for it.
Oh, but we're not sure. It's not fully in his rishus.
No, but I paid for it.
Yeah, but it's questionable.
No, the Gemara's going to say that later. Mekach Hamem is not called. It's called Kesar Kis. The Gemara's going to say that.
But it's still because
I had a £100, and I
did pay for it.
No, I did pay for it.
No.
Right? Yeah, with the Metzia. It's money that was kula revach. Yeah.
Yeah, but once you got it, you have it.
But we don't know if you got it.
It's same with the Kenyan.
No, it's not because I'm paying for it.
Yeah, we don't know if you paid.
But I paid the mocher money. So now you want to take my thing? I've lost money. Right? I lost money. I'm £100 out of pocket because I gave the mocher cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, that's what drama doesn't mean. Basically, anything that's not a Metzia, according to Rashi, is called a Drar Adon Moin.
Right.
Yeah? Okay? Yeah. Lottery, as well, would be called. Right? It's not maybe Metzia, but a lottery would also be called not Drar Adon Moin.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay? So now, All right, so now look. Oh, so let's divide, yeah? Yeah? Ma dam vika draw the my lama, vika draw the my lama, vika lame makula lama, vika lame. No, oh, so now, sorry, I skipped. So now, so that's what draw the my is. Now you try and make sense of this question. No. I feel it ain't masumchus. He comes masumchus. When does sumchus say you split without a shvua? Hecha de ika, I'm going to do a tirgum. When there's a chisaron mamon, yeah? Aval hecha de leka chisaron, but when there's no chisaron mamon, then sumchus says, no, you need to make a shvua. Does that make sense? No, that makes no sense. It's the opposite. If there's a chisaron mamon, what's more chamor of a case? A chisaron mamon or there's no chisaron mamon? Then you have a chisaron mamon. Yeah? So if Sumcha says that even when I have a chisaron mamon, I don't have to make a shua, we split without a shua. So Kol Shekin, when I'm not having a chisaron mamon, yeah? Yeah? It's Metzia. What's the worst case scenario if I'm wrong? I don't lose money, I just didn't gain money. So then, you don't make a shua. It makes no sense. This shlam of the Gemara is very difficult in Rashi. And this is exactly what the Gemara asks. Velavka v'choymahu. It means a very balabatish havim in over here. Yeah? Velavka v'choymahu ma'asam di ikot rov demoyim ma'av. Ikot rov demoyim ma'av.
The guy's already losing money.
I've
come to put a shvon in. It's too much.
Don't tell me shvach just because you found it in the shita. Yeah.
This is a
gilo. Yeah. Oi! Yeah, right, yeah. That you're now saying a teretz to the question. Let's first focus on the question. That is, if not for the shita, you would never have said that, Miss Svara. You said that to me, and if you came and told me that Svara, yeah. and it didn't exist in the shita, yeah. I would tell you, please go and learn in, you know, some other institution, no, not over here. Yeah, right,
yeah. Rob, we need that
Svara.
We need that
Svara in a few toys first,
though.
Wait, first, let's just first appreciate there is an obvious problem with this question. Yeah, right. There is a clear, obvious problem with the question. Yeah, right. It makes no sense to say, oh, when does someone say you don't need a shvua when the guy's losing money? But if the guy's not losing money, then Shmuel doesn't need a shvua. That means Sumchus requires less oversight when the guy's losing money, when he's not losing money. That makes no sense. Right, so now comes the Gillian with an interesting svara. Says, "Oi, so you're already making him do so much. Don't make him make a shvua as well. It's like a grandma svara, right? Yeah, do you know what I mean? like, it's okay. It's in the Gillian, but it's like a svara that your safda would say, right? Yeah, we're like, what? Mother not saying any. Okay, but say that the Gillian says it, and fine. But the Gillian's coming up with that svara because of the kasha over here. Yeah, that's why you got to say something over here."
Right,
you have to say some sort of svara over here. It's a weak svara. It's a very weak havamina. And the Gemara asks the obvious question: what are you talking about? Lava kalva choymahu ma hasam dika leima draw the moinu lava ika draw the moinu. There's a chisar mamon on both sides, right? The ika leima kolcha, and Rashi says the ika is lavdafka over here. It's either all his or all his. I'm assuming it's mamon to sevik holkin beloshva. Hacha the leika draw the mamon ma the ika leima tarvayuhi. There's no draw the moinu. It could be that it's both of this. Kol shekain, there should be no shvua. Yeah, it's the obvious question. Yeah, okay, no. And then says the Gemara, you're right. I feel the table was shrizim ramahi. And so he says, "Enachanami." But etzem, midina de sumchus. We don't need a shvua over here. You're right. We don't need a shvua. The whole reason for the shvua is a special takanas chachamim in the case of shnayim oichzin, because we don't want. We just want to prevent that people should chap other people's things of yomash elihu and force us to split. But enachanami. Yeah. Okay. Now. Let's go. Let's just finish this quickly. We'll finish this quickly. According to Tosfos, how are you going to read this Gemara? The Gemara now, the dichui of the Gemara here, the Hamamin is great. Yeah, says no. Kikama sumchus. When does sumchus say that you don't need? When you don't need a shavua, right? It's eichad ikadrav d'amayna. But eichad elegadrav d'amayna. Loi. When there's no, it's not suffic bets him, right? Then he needs a shavua. Kishmak. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Why?
When it's a drar d'moin, it's a suffik be'etzem. We don't need their tainas, right? It's be'etzem a suffik, right? So then someone says you don't make a shua, right? Because they're not even making tainas. It's just a stammer suffik, right? But when the suffolk is built on their tainas, so then he needs a shuvah, right?
It doesn't matter what you say.
Then he needs a shuvah. Matuyam, right? Matuyam, right? Good cheshbon, right? Says the Gemara, and this is what's interesting. V'lav kal v'chomu, u'mah ha'sam dika drav dem amay lemah. Vika drav dem amay lemah. Vika lemay makulu lemah. Vika lemay makulu lemah. Now, first of all, what does that mean? What does that mean? In the case of Machlik Parabachamor, that there's a Drawer Demoilama, Drawer Demoilama, what does that mean? Each one has a Drawer Demoilama. That's wrong jargon according to Tosfos.
What they're saying.
Yeah, according to Rashi, it's good, because it means Kisar al Maman, right? Drawer Demoilama is a type of case. It's not he has a drawer of the Amoyna and he has a drawer of the Amoyna. Yeah? Nachon?
Yeah.
It is a drawer of the Amoyna. The case is a drawer of the Amoyna. Yeah? Right? Yeah? Okay? It is a drawer of the Amoyna. So, based on this bottom Tosis over here, yeah, the Maharam and the Maharshah basically say Tosis wasn't Goris, the Ikka Ve'ikka. It's not Goris there. Look where Tosis, when Tosis in his Kasha over here, when he says, he asks, why don't we ask the same Kasha in Baba Basra? Look how he says it. He says, in the bottom Tosis, he says, Velo parich, we don't ask over there in the Gemara, right? Yeah? Tosis just has it once. It's not mukhrach, but you wouldn't build from that. You wouldn't make a girsah from that. But based on the fact that the girsah makes absolutely no sense according to Tosfos, and the way that he quotes it like that, Imam says you've seen Tosfos that he wasn't goris there. Okay, you can't be, because it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah. It doesn't. The kavah chomer is very odd. What's this kavah chomer? Right. Imam that it's a drawer of the Mamayna. Where's that coming in the Kavah Chomer? Why does that help? What does that help to say? Tell me that there's more of a Siba, yeah? That there's more of a Siba to make a Shvuah, yeah? Adarabba, right? The fact that there's no Drawer Demoyna is more of a Siba to make a Shvuah, yeah? You can't build a culture case saying he shouldn't say make a Shvuah from the fact that over here, yeah? Nachon? Yeah, do you see the problem?
No.
You see the problem? Tosfos says that Drawer Demoyna means that it's a Safek Be'etzem. When it's a Safek Be'etzem, is that more or less of a reason to say that you should make a Shavuah?
Less
of a reason to say that you should make a Shavuah. Yeah? Don't worry, Rabbi, I'm done in 2 minutes. Yeah? Right? Yeah? Yeah? There's less of a reason to say you make a Shavuah. So now, what's the Gemara's agenda right now? The Gemara's agenda right now is to make a Kol Shekein, yeah? And say, no, silly, right? If Sumchus holds, In there that you don't make a shvuah, in Machlik Parabah Chamor, Kol Shekein over here, you shouldn't make a shvuah. Yeah? That's what the Gemara wants to ask. Yeah? So the Gemara says, no, over there there's a drama of the Ramayna. And he says, so here where there's no drama of the Ramayna, Kol Shekein, you shouldn't make a shvuah. Yeah.
That's what the Gemara wants to say.
Yeah. But that doesn't make any sense. Right? It should be, the fact that there's no drama of the Ramayna over here is not a reason to say, Kol Shekein, you shouldn't make a shvuah. You should be, yes, making a shvuah if there's no drama of the Ramayna.
Yeah.
Yeah? Nachon? Right? So you see, the problem that we had in Rashi in the Havamina, we have in Tosfos over here. Yeah? Right? Do you understand? So, based on this Tosfos over here, right? Based on this Tosfos over here, you look at the Maharam and the Maharshal, they both say the exact same thing, that the Drawer of the Ramayna is irrelevant in the Kol Shekein according to Tosfos. The way that you read the Gemara is like this. Umar Hasam Af Al Gav De Ika Drawer of the Ramayna. Even though there's a drawer of the Mamona, Hare, Ikalamema Kula Lama, Vikalamema Kula Lama. The Kol Shekein is this. Betzem over there, it's either his or his. And Sumchus over there says, in other words, this is the Kol Shekein. In the case of Machlik Parabah Chamor, it either definitely 100% goes to him or 100% goes. That's the MS, right? But over there, he says, you split without a Shavuah. We're not doing the MS. But over here, Afal gav de leka drama. It's true that there's no drama de mamoina, right? But yeah, it could be that chalukas the MS, right? It could have been a tavaru tavsi. Kosher cane, you shouldn't need. You should not need a shvach. So the Kavach Homer according to Tosfos says this, and you got to do copy, edit, cut, paste, all the rest of it in the Gemara. Over there, even though there's a drawer de Mamayna, that's true. But the Maisa, you're not doing the MS. You're definitely not doing the MS when you say Cholkin. So there, Chesumcha says that you don't make a shvur. Over here, when you're not doing the MS, even though there's no drawer de Mamayna, for sure you should make a shvur. Right? You're not doing the MS. Sorry. You for sure you shouldn't make a shvur because maybe you're doing the MS. Yeah? Says the Gemara, no. But shvur zu, even according to Sumchus. Even according to Sumchus, over there he says that you won't make shvur. He would agree to our shvur because this is special tachanas chachamim. Yeah, right. That's how you read it. There's a little bit of work to do over here in this Tosfos, but that is the long and short of the Gemara. So what comes out over here, based on how Rashi and Tosfos learn, two things. The more important thing is how they learn the Chanukah of our Mishnah. Yeah, is it based on the Chmuchzakos like Shitas Tosfos? Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Sumchus. Or according to Rashi and the Riva, there's other rabbis, mamash coming from Sumas, that dictates the longness and how you're learning the Shakravatari of the Gemara, and also how they learned what the words Dror de Ramayna mean, what is the concept of Dror de Ramayna. You have to deal with what the different stages of the Gemara, and that's what the Tosis and the Marasham and the Mara are dealing with. Right? And, which we didn't do, is this whole other headache in Rashi, is what Rashi says Chisar Mamon means, doesn't work out in the Gemara and Bava Basra at all. That's what the Rishonim are dealing with, and they try and deal with that. But that is the ikkar of this Gemara, right? Okay, right. And what we should do on Sunday, we'll just do Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is easier than this, right? Rabbi Yossi is this will take us a day, 2 days, and the Mezuzah Shem after Rosh Chodesh, we'll start Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Mitabren, and that's a festa sugi. That's heavy. We're back into heavy Bava Metzia land. Okay, all right. Adkan.